A red letter N unfolds into a spectrum of colors.
Text appears. A Netflix comedy special.
Stars shining bright above.
Curtains part, revealing Matt Rife on stage
night
in a packed club.
Seem to whisper, I love you. Birds singing in the sycamore tree. Dream a little dream of me.
Black and white images of Matt seated on a stool alternate with others showing smiling fans.
Sweet dreams that leave all worry.
Words printed on the back of Matt's hoodie read, Rife Comedy Club. A spotlight's glow fills the view, then a title appears. Matt Rife, Lucid, a crowd work special.
What's up, Molly? Good to see everybody, man.
The fuck are you wearing, dog?
A man wears a black cowboy hat over long twists.
Bro, I thought you were Cam Newton for a second. Well, Charlotte, you never know, dude. What's up? Fig Newton, man. My boy. Good to see you, man. Goddamn Shaboozy in the building, man. The boots, though. Wait, can I see one? People in the back can't see. Can I show them one? Oh, you gotta see this shit, bro.
The fan hands his cowboy boot to Matt. It features a curled toe longer than the boot's sole.
This shit right here? Oh my God. You look like if you click your heels together three times, you go back to Atlanta. This is fucking wild. Black dudes' dicks are so big, even their shoes curve. That's crazy to me, dude. Congratulations, man. Where do you get something like that?
That's a gift.
That's a gift? Fire that friend immediately, dude. That is fucking crazy. Dressed like Santa's favorite elf, man. Is your boy?
Yeah.
Both from Atlanta?
Nah, I'm from South Carolina.
Oh, I love South Carolina. What part?
Winsboro.
Winsboro? Uh-oh, white people are groaning. Which probably means it's a great time, if I'm being honest.
We in the woods, we're 30 minutes from Columbia, but we in the woods, though.
You're speaking to me in full South Carolina right now. You're making this white man very uncomfortable right now. Chill out.
Matt points to another fan.
He got a watch on and everything. He's like, should've worn sleeves. Fuck.
Matt pulls the sleeve of his hoodie down over his hand.
It's a good friendship right here. Y'all fucking stick together. But be a better friend, tell him not to wear that bullshit anywhere else, man. You understand? Motherfucker skiing inside, dude. Your shoes got tusks, dude. That's crazy to me. You knew it was gonna get caught on, man. That's an even better but shitty friend. His boy pulled up to the house in the boots.
Matt high steps.
And he was like, ooh, you about to kill him. You set his ass up so much, man. And that's a good friend. Damn it, that's a good friend, man. Good to see y'all, man. Thanks for being here for this. I wanted to come back and shoot this special in Charlotte because I've been performing in this club since I was 16 years old. So this place holds a very special place for me. You guys weren't there, so it's totally okay. No, that's all right. I know everybody was very busy up until like 2 years ago. It's totally okay. But I have so many fond memories here. I mean, the people in Charlotte, you guys somehow always and never disappoint at the same time. So I wanted to come get to know you guys a little bit, man. I'm curious, who has been to one of my shows before? Anybody? No, that's everybody who was here before. Okay, my fact up. No, I can work with that. Was it here in Charlotte you saw him?
Yeah.
It was? Way back then?
Bojangles.
Bojangles? Was I performing in a Bojangles? Jesus Christ. Someone's like, don't choke. You're like, have you had the biscuits? It's hard not to. That's awesome. Thanks for coming back. That's so cool. This show is going to be completely different from anything you've seen live or on Netflix before. Usually, if you see one of my shows before, you know, I perform for hour 15 minutes usually for that long of a show. And out of that hour 15, I do maybe 10 minutes of crowd work, maybe. Like, it's a very small part what you see online compared to what we actually, like, tour around the country with. Now, this show's gonna be different because this is an entire crowd work special. This is just me and you guys. I don't know what you're gonna say. I don't know what I'm gonna say. I want you guys to be aware you are equally as at fault for how this goes as... Okay, just But I'm excited to get to know you guys a little bit, man, because as much as this is going to be a crowd work special, I do want to stick with one theme, and that theme for the night is going to be dreams. And I've chosen this theme because it's very special to me, considering it's not lost on me at all, but I'm one of the very few people in the world who gets to live their dream, and I'm so fucking blessed for that. But I know I'm not alone in that process, okay? That's the one thing all of us do have in common, right? Every person in this room has a dream or some kind of aspiration, and it doesn't matter where you fall, whether you've achieved your dreams or you still live in Charlotte, it doesn't really matter. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter where you fall on the spectrum, as long as you're chasing something, right? Life is about the pursuit, and I'm so happy this is the pursuit that went well for me, man. I started doing stand-up when I was 15, so it's very easy to assume this is all I ever wanted to do. But that's not true at all, man. I had other aspirations. Before I wanted to be a comedian, all of middle school, I thought I was going to join the military. That was like my big thing. We would have lost every war ever. Like, you guys are very welcome that this worked out instead. So. But it's all I ever grew up with. You know what I mean? A lot of times you're a product of your surroundings. And I come from 4 generations of Navy, so I thought I was going to do the exact same thing. Old Navy, so not really. Got a couple locations. I appreciate it, though. They are all military families. That's all I ever saw growing up, you know? I saw the original Top Gun movie when I was, like, 11 years old. That's when I found out what a fighter pilot was. And I was like, oh, fuck yeah, I want to be gay. You know, I didn't even know that was an option. You know what I mean? I wanted it bad, too. All of middle school, I was going to air shows. I was reading every book about every airplane ever made. I was autistic for, like, 4.5 years. And I feel like I'm a better rounded person because of that chapter of my life. You know what I mean? Just fucking wanted it, man. I was really passionate about something. And that dream came to a halt in fucking 9th grade. Second week of freshman year, I had to get glasses. Found out my vision was just fucked. And as you can imagine, to be a fighter pilot, you have to have beyond perfect vision, right? So that was never gonna happen. I'd be a terrible pilot, dude. I would have missed both those towers. You know what I mean? Like, I don't have it in me. I lack depth perception, and that's why we're here tonight living this dream instead, okay? So I just want to say, be patient. You don't know what's down the pipeline for you, you know what I mean? You don't always know what's meant for you. So as much as you guys are going to learn a little bit more about me tonight, I want to get to know you, because I know I can't be the only person in this room who really strives for something that might seem impossible. So I'm curious, to start tonight's show off, if there's anybody here in this audience who's chasing a dream that on paper probably seems impossible or ridiculous, and people try to discourage you from pursuing it, but you're like, fuck that. It's what I want to do more than anything. It's what I know I'm meant to be here to do. I'm going to give it 1,010%. So I'm curious, out of this show tonight, if anybody has a dream that they're chasing at this very moment. Nope. Okay. Fantastic. No, that's actually good.
Matt points to a dark-haired young woman.
You have a current dream you're chasing?
Yeah, I am.
What's your dream?
Right now, I'm managing my mom's You Blow Me company. She teaches...
Hold on.
Matt holds his hand out.
Hold on. I've seen this website before. Hold on. You manage this?
She teaches women how to give blowjobs.
Is that a real thing? Get the fuck out of here.
She's right over there. Ask her.
Your mom's over here? Well, hello.
Matt eyes a middle-aged blonde woman.
Just before we dive into anything, where's Dad? He's not here? It can't be that good. Just saying.
Matt scrunches his face.
I mean... This motherfucker is at home like one of those anti-weed commercials, like, ooh.
Matt goes limp.
Just sunken and deflated into the couch. Okay. There's so many different directions to go with this. When did you know you were, like, goaded? Is that making sense? Like, when did you know you had the technique down? When did you know?
Probably when I was 17.
Talk to me about this business that you run. Is this a website? Is it a class? Is it?
It is a online video.
A tutorial. Okay.
It's a 17-minute video.
Cool.
He smiles and shakes his head.
then it can't be that good. You know what I mean? There's just no way. There's no way. This shit. There's no. This should be a 2.5 minute video. Oh.
He heaves a sigh and tightens his lips.
Okay.
People into 3 minute miracles.
3 minute miracles. Okay.
Happily married for 26 years.
Happily married for 26 years. I believe that. You don't cook, you don't clean. Okay, Cardi B, chill the fuck out.
I had to watch her suck it.
You what?
He turns to the daughter.
You've seen your mom on the dildo?
I'm a manager.
You guys are acting like South Carolina right now. And I'm trying to wrap my head around this. Okay, what? I totally forgot what you said your dream even was after this. What was it again?
I sell houses, but this is just a good starting point.
Well, listen, I guarantee you can close on any house. If you really are dedicated as the realtor. You want to do real estate?
Yeah.
Wonderful. How old are you?
22.
22, okay. You in college?
Just graduated.
Where from?
Coastal Carolina.
Oh.
Blinking, he nods.
It's a school. What did you study there?
Marketing.
How do you market a dick sucking class? Check it out. It's nuts. Like what? What's the marketing strategy?
Experience. She taught me.
Ooh. I've never been this hard this early in a show in my entire life. So it's like Thank God I'm sitting down, dude. I'd be tucked in my fucking belt right now, dude. So, Mom, what were you doing before this? Before it was a job?
You're gonna...
Come? Yeah, I might. I might.
An ice cream truck company.
You wrote an ice...
He glances to the other side.
I've seen that video before. I've seen that video. You really went a different direction around.
Before that, I sold sex toys. I did home
parties with sex toys. Okay. Oh, so the ice cream truck was out of pocket for you. That's right. That's where you strayed, actually. Did you used to sell, did you ever sell Sibian machines?
No.
You know what they are?
No.
You don't know what it is? I'm about to fuck y'all up, dude. Are you serious? Okay, I'm actually so honored I get to be one to tell y'all what this is. Okay, all right, take a seat. Hold on. Okay, so it's a sex toy, right? And at the base of it is a motor, right? And I'm not exaggerating. Picture a V12 engine. Like, it is a fucking brick of machinery, dude. Like, this, it is like this as a motor, right?
He lifts the stool.
Then there's the battery, and off the end of the battery is like a metal arm, right? Like a foot and a half long. And at the end of the arm is a dildo, it's called? Yeah, right? Gotcha. So we're all following so far, right? So then a woman, usually.
He retakes his seat.
Doesn't discriminate. Will sit at the base of the arm.
He lifts his spread legs for a moment.
And then a dude in a lab coat throws a lever Frankenstein style, and this machine just goes.
He punches the air and stomps on the floor, then leaps high. He faces the audience, smoothing his hair. He sits back down on the stool.
And then women wonder why we can't make them come.
He purses his lips.
That. I mean, who was just getting fucking piped down and was like, not enough horsepower? I couldn't believe the sex toys that fucking exist, man. You guys are very welcome. Add that to your Amazon wish list. You're very welcome. Oh my goodness. If you had to give one piece of blowjob advice, what would you be like? Is like this? What's the thing that's missing that like every girl should be doing this.
When you give a blowjob, use lubricant.
Another woman glances over at the mother.
Hold on, now, what kind of lubricant are we talking about?
He's shaking his head yes.
He's gay, okay?
Seated at a table, a young blonde guy nods.
Gay? I knew it. Yep. I knew a good-looking guy when I fucking saw him, man. He uses his parents' tears. Kidding. Shut up. God, so kidding. You look fucking fantastic. Fascinating. I don't even know what we're talking about anymore, to be honest. Dreams. Yeah, I'm living one right now. This is fantastic. Right in the back. She raised her hand. Go to school. What is your dream?
After COVID, had to realign, and I am going to school to be a special ed teacher.
No way! That's incredible. Okay.
Matt nods as he lifts his gaze.
Okay, so specifically special needs teacher.
Yeah.
Okay, why specifically special needs? Well, easier?
He cracks a smile.
I mean, earlier lunch, you know, whatever. There's definitely perks, but what about that specifically? You could teach any subject.
I needed healthcare. And so I went to...
Wait a minute. You doing it for the perks? I like you already. That's strong-minded right there. Okay, you needed health care. Now, what age group of special needs students are you going to teach?
K through 5.
Okay, so the very beginning.
Yes.
How do you even really know somebody's special needs before 5th grade? Especially kindergarten, you know what I mean? Like, you never really know. Obviously, I know you can't say names or anything, but do you have a favorite student right now?
Yeah, my daughter.
The woman beside her buries her face in her hands as the teacher puts a hand on her back.
Oh, what a subtle burn, dude. Is your daughter special needs?
She's thinking about it.
She rubs her daughter's shoulder.
Wow. They usually don't do that. So that's fantastic. Daughter, how old are you?
I'm 24.
Okay, that's good. She knows her age. Okay. What do you do right now?
I'm a behavioral therapist.
Okay, so the ones that she can't teach, she puts off to you. I love this. And now, was this your dream career?
No,
fair enough. That's amazing. And do you support your mom's dream of helping to teach special needs students?
Of course. I used to work in her school.
Really? Doing?
Personal needs assistant.
You know what? As fun as this is to joke around about, you guys are both doing incredibly noble things, very selfless, and helping a lot of people. So thank you so much for doing that. That is awesome.
The mother waves.
That is so cool, man. Okay, so now we've met somebody who's at the beginning of chasing their dreams. Does anybody feel like they're actively in the process of living that dream? Oh. Uh-oh.
A burly guy raises his hand.
Just so off top, you're already the white version of him. I want
to
be very...
Matt points to the guy with the cowboy hat.
Okay, what's your dream, man?
Stay at home dad.
Stay at home dad. Nice. Yeah, you got dick on you for sure. She just letting that slide, dude, for sure. How many kids do you have?
Little boy and a girl.
Okay, it took you a minute. He didn't choose their pronouns yet. Let's be patient. How old are they?
9 months this Thursday and 11 years old.
You have a 9 month old?
Yeah.
You shouldn't be here right now. Is that a wife and mom?
Yes.
Okay, wanted to make sure. I never want to. Charlotte, you never know. Now, obviously, you have to be in a good position to allow him to be a stay-at-home dad. What do you do?
Interventional radiology.
What? Hold on. Those are two very different words. So radiology, like x-rays and stuff, right?
Fancy x-rays.
Fancy x-rays, got it. Intervention? Does that mean like a group of people, you just get them to go into a room and like fucking get in there? How do you do an intervention radiology?
She assists people that save lives.
She can speak for herself, okay? First and foremost.
The couple laughs good-naturedly.
You the woman of the house, okay? When we out here, she runs shit, all right? Okay.
The burly guy nods.
Ma'am. Break it down for me. What is it?
It's like minimally invasive surgery.
Minimally invasive surgery. Like what? Like having like a cyst removed, like that kind of thing?
No, like going in through tiny holes with catheters up to people's brains.
Hold on. You can run a catheter to your brain? It can go from your dick hole? Isn't that a catheter? That's a what?
That's a Foley catheter.
That's a Foley catheter. Where's the other one go?
They go into your arteries.
Through your artery. Oh, so in like a vein. Up to the brain. Got it. Okay. I was about to say, God damn.
He splutters as he lets out a sigh.
They gonna need a bigger needle, am I right?
He bumps fists with the guy from South Carolina. Matt grimaces.
Okay, so just a little invasive, but working in the medical field pays well. Okay, that makes a lot of sense. I love that you do that because you're helping other people. Nurses are some of my favorite people in the world. Love them. What were you doing before you were a stay-at-home dad? Pulling out?
Matt chuckles.
What were you actually doing?
Truck driver.
Oof, okay. Cross country or local?
Not local.
So was it your idea for him to be stay-at-home dad, or was he like, we should cut back on a babysitter, let me chill?
It just made more sense that way. Yeah.
I love that you're okay. What? Very progressive, by the way. Men always feel like overly masculine. You're a child? You do look like you outgrew that shirt, like after show.
We did that last year, too. This is not an old shirt.
That's a new shirt? Button it.
The dad starts to button his open collared shirt over his undershirt.
Dude. Oh, shit. His knuckles are turning white, dude. This is so bad. Congratulations on your third, by the way. There it is.
He stands and smooths the shirt over his burly frame, then sits down. Matt mimes buttons popping off. He grimaces, lifting a hand to his eye.
Oh.
The dad unbuttons his shirt.
I love it. Yeah, make yourself comfortable, man. Let them titties breathe, man. You're doing the right thing, man. I wish you guys the best, man. What a functional family. Did not expect to find this in North Carolina, man. Congratulations. Does anybody feel like they're in the middle of living their dream? Like they are currently right now. You had your hand up first.
Yeah.
What are you doing? What's your dream that came true?
I'm a pilot.
Ooh, okay.
Matt nods.
What airline?
I'm not saying.
That's the spirit, I'm sure.
He makes air quotes. He turns to the other side of the audience.
If it was United or Delta, she would have said that. You know what I mean? Suspicious. Is it commercial or is it more private?
It's airline.
Airline, okay. All right. And this was always your dream growing up? Always?
Yeah.
How long does it take to become a pilot?
It kind of depends on your motivation and what route you go. There's like so many ways you can go. You could do military.
Well, what was your motivation? Let me ask you that first.
I wanted to get to the airlines as fast as I possibly could, so I got...
Have you tried TSA pre-check? What's the quickest route to the airlines?
Blowjob.
Cracking up, Matt hangs his head. He straightens, lifting his gaze, then faces the pilot.
I didn't say that. I didn't say that. I believe you earned your spot. I do believe in that. So what was the actual
What was the quickest route to the airlines for you?
There are some programs that can get you like the main ratings you need in 9 months, okay. And then you have to get 1,500 flight hours.
What kind of airplane are you allowed to practice on? Like, can you do like crop planes? Like, does that count?
Yep.
That can count?
Yep.
That should not count. That's like going to get your driver's license. You're like, I've been riding my bike for years. I imagine it's the same thing.
You can actually solo an airplane at 16 years old by yourself.
No fucking way.
Yeah.
You get, like, you can get a pilot's license at 16.
No, you can just fly it solo.
Really?
Yeah.
You'd think more people would have got off that island.
The pilot laughs.
Fucking awesome, by the way. As somebody who had their pilot dreams immediately squashed, I think that's fucking awesome. I'm very jealous of that. I can still do it?
Yep.
You don't have to have perfect eyesight?
I mean, if you want to be a fighter pilot, sure.
Yeah.
But no, you don't have to, as long as it's correctable.
Oh, so I'd have to get like LASIK or something.
Or glasses, contacts.
I'm not going to trust a pilot with glasses. I'm just not going to.
Then you don't want to look up into the flight deck.
Well, if it's not Spirit Airlines, I don't think I have to worry about it. Let me ask you this, though. Was there ever a plan B? Like, if you weren't going to be a pilot, were you planning on doing anything else?
I worked in marketing for 6 months, and I said, absolutely not.
You worked in marketing?
Matt squeezes his eyes shut, then looks over at the aspiring realtor.
You've ruined that job. For everybody else in this show. Congratulations. I love this. So we got somebody who's actively living a dream. We've met somebody who's actively pursuing a dream at the very beginning of it. Does anybody feel like they missed an opportunity to achieve a dream? Like they now do something else. You might have a flourishing career, but ultimately at the end of the day, it's not what you wanted to do. And you feel like you had an opportunity back in the day and it just didn't happen. Missed opportunity.
Yes.
Back row right here, my man.
It's unfortunate, but if I was a girl, I wanted to be a pole dancer.
Matt turns and gestures to the blonde guy.
I'm sorry I called you gay. I'm so sorry.
Matt points to the aspiring pole dancer.
That's gay. Did you say if you were a girl, you would have liked to have been a pole dancer?
Yeah.
You still can. You never seen like Magic Mike or something?
Clearly, I'm not Magic Mike.
Oh, no, I disagree. Matt, I think you can still head. I still think you can jump head first into this job. What are you doing now?
Right now, I work in finance. It's boring as fuck.
See, that's not fun at all. Doesn't pole dancing seem a little bit more fun? Have you been to a male strip club before?
I prefer female strip club.
Because you respect the athleticism.
Yeah.
Fair enough. No, that works.
And they have good brunches.
Matt hangs his head. He shakes his head.
That is the last place you want to find a hair in your food, dude. I do not eat at a strip club, dude. Come on. Listen, I'm on the same page as you. I respect the hell out of strippers. I do. Strippers, I get. A strip club doesn't do it for me. I'm such a shitty person to go to a strip club. I don't spend any money at all because I'm just not impressed with the environment. You know what I mean? If you want me to spend $1 in a strip club, I would need to see these girls on a full American Ninja Warrior course. Like that's what it would take. Y'all make it rain when you make it to the top of that salmon ladder. How about that? You got these girls butt naked with just heels on, like.
Matt mimes setting a pull-up bar into braces and scissoring his legs.
It wasn't called the salmon ladder till she got on it. And then for the big finale, they gotta run up that warped wall to win the GED. I don't know what they mean for it. But like that would spice things up to me. You know what I mean? Maybe you can bring in an extra element to the strip club. That could be so fun. Have you ever like brainstormed like a stripper name?
Yeah.
The aspiring pole dancer scratches his brow.
What would you go by?
Brandy Jameson.
Is that two alcohols? You put some thought into this. I love that. I say you go for it. How old are you?
34.
Yeah, you missed it.
He claps overhead.
Oh, that is... That's 40 and gay. You're 34. You look fantastic, dude.
Don't tell me that.
No, you look great, man. We should all get more facials.
So
you look great, man. You look incredible, man. Congratulations, brother. Listen, man, if that's a passion of yours and you can appreciate the environment and the art form, I say you go for it, man. I really do. Okay, I want to pivot just slightly. I want to talk about a different kind of dream because we've tackled enough aspirations for the evening. Because aspirational dreams aren't your only dreams, right? You dream every night in your sleep. We all have sleep dreams. Minus me, kind of, actually. I'm a terrible sleeper, is why I want to talk about this. Because I sleep so little, I rarely get a chance to remember my dreams. But when I do, they never make any fucking sense. And they're usually nightmares. Something about me, I always have scary dreams. Reoccurring, too. Like, I have the teeth falling out dream a lot. You guys have that one? Oh, thank God, dude. Because when people never had, you sound like a psychopath. Okay, if you've never had this dream before, you'll be having a regular dream, right? And your teeth will just start falling out of your mouth. Take your tongue right now, press it to the back of your top teeth. That little bit of pressure makes your teeth just Tom and Jerry out of your mouth, dude. And you're like sloshing them around in your mouth. It's disgusting. I'll tell you how fucking crazy I am. I started to have that dream within the dream. So usually you wake up, check for your teeth. They're still there. You're like, oh, thank God. I started to have it within the dream. I'd wake up, grab for my teeth. They'd still be gone. I'd wake up again, check again, they'd finally be back. I'm so crazy, my brain was like, you're not gonna get used to this. And that's what fascinates me so much about the dream stuff, because I started to read books on the subconsciousness of what your dreams could possibly be about. And that one specifically is usually chalked up to like stress. I've heard stress about money, more specifically. I've also heard it means you secretly want to be able to suck dick better. So, I mean, there's a theory to that. Couldn't hurt. You know, how could it? There's no teeth in there. So I'm curious, has anybody ever had a similar experience with like a reoccurring nightmare throughout their life that's kind of haunted them? You have?
Yes.
What have you been dealing with?
Since I was about 12, I have a witch that chases me through the woods, and I get to the edge of a cliff, and I have to jump or I have to face the witch.
Who? What do you usually do?
Jump. I fucking jump.
Okay. Now, how often do you have this nightmare?
Pretty often. Like twice a week, maybe, since I was like...
Twice a week?
Yeah.
Is this your husband?
Yes, it's my husband and my 21-year-old, my birthday girl.
Happy birthday. We don't care for the next 5 minutes. That's all.
I'm 47, by the way.
I know.
So I'm still...
Matt nods smugly. Audience members cringe through their laughter.
I'm the witch now.
The woman with the nightmare sets a hand on her brow.
Okay, husband, have you heard about this dream before?
Yes, I have.
Okay, does she wake you up out of your sleep to be like, I had a scary dream?
Yeah, or I pick her up from it.
You pick her up from it? Like she's actively having a night terror?
Yeah.
And you pick her up and what? Just kind of like swaddle her?
He mimes rocking a baby.
Where do you pick her up to?
Just back on the bed.
Does she fall off the bed? Oh, that's the cliff you're jumping from? Fucking 3 feet? Yeah, it's not as dramatic now. It's not as high as stakes. Okay. Do you ever get a chance to see the witch? Like, do they have any, like, distinct features?
The witch usually has a blank face that completely freaks me out. So, like, the no face freaks me out, but she's got long silver hair.
Is the witch wearing his hat by chance?
He points to the guy with the cowboy hat.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure. I had a similar nightmare when I was around. This was actually the experience that made me believe in ghosts. When I was about 11 years old, we moved into this farmhouse in like countryside of Ohio where I'm from. This house was like 120 years old. It creeped me out from the day we moved in. We lived there for 8 months. The first four, I wouldn't even sleep in my own room. I slept on my sister's floor for 4 months because I was terrified of this house. So after about 4 months of it, I moved rooms from my room upstairs to downstairs, what was our computer room. You guys remember you used to have a computer room? We were just fighting LimeWire and printing porn all day. So The computer room was like the size of this stage. Like it was just enough room for like my bed, my dresser, TV stand, and then a closet. And I loved how small it was because nothing could hide in there. You know what I mean? Like it was just my space. But then one day, this still fucks with me to this day. Cause it's one of those things, I don't know if I was dreaming, but I didn't wake up again. So I'm asleep, I open my eyes, and there's just an old woman, kind of faceless, but I could still see a mouth, frail, like just skin and bones in like a black veil dress. And she was standing, again, no face, just a mouth, was leaning over me, if the stool is my face, and was just frozen with the face.
Matt stands with his mouth agape.
And it's one of those things, like, I don't know if it had to have been like a sleep paralysis because I could not get my boxers down fast enough. She was definitely.
Gazing up, Matt pretends to fiddle with the front of his jeans. He lowers the hem of his hoodie over his waist.
She was basically asking for it, you know what I mean? So, but I'm not kidding. She at some point then just stands up, turns, and walks into my closet. And this is the part that fucks with me. I just started my day. There was no point that like I woke up again to be like, oh, that must have been a dream. I remember just getting out of bed and doing my day. It was one of the most terrifying experiences I've ever had. And then I got on a Ouija board that night and I was like, you up?
He mimics moving a planchette around a board.
Round two.
He sits on the stool.
But similar circumstance. Faceless, terrifying woman, kind of sleep related. Have you ever faced her? Like you said you choose to jump every time. Have you ever turned and been like, what's up, bitch? Square up. But
so
just
I
no
jump.
Face.
There's no face, so I jump.
You don't have to just because she doesn't have a face. Fucking body shots. You gotta work the living.
Yeah, move. I just jump.
Oh, that's terrifying. I'm sorry you have to deal with that on such a frequent basis. That's terrifying. I imagine it interrupts most of your good nights of sleep.
Maybe.
Don't ask him about your sleep.
Well, I'm usually on the floor, paralyzed in the floor, still asleep.
She really falls off the bed. Yeah. Wow. What size bed you guys got? King size?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Women sleep in the middle of the bed anyways. I don't know why you're even concerned about this. Fucking so selfish. I wouldn't be surprised if every time it's because he has to take the sheets back and he's like, yeah.
Matt mimes grabbing the sheets.
And she's just like.
He spins around, then picks up his stool and cradles it.
Oh, baby. Baby. You had another sleep nightmare. You had another bad dream. That is fucking perfect. That's the exact example I'm looking for. I love this. Witches are terrifying. I love that kind of stuff. So thank you for sharing something so specific. Okay, who has another fun, like, reoccurring nightmare?
I have one sometimes. I'm back here.
Hi. Sorry.
I have one sometimes that my boyfriend is cheating on me.
Oh, no, 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 no. No, no. On behalf of every man here, stop it right now. I'm so sick of this shit, man. You get a great night's sleep, no witches or nothing. You get a great night's sleep. Good morning, baby. Who's baby?
Matt crosses his arms.
Okay, so walk me through what he didn't do.
I mean, it's usually like an ex or something, or maybe someone we know. I know he didn't really do it, but I'm still a little mad.
You know that's crazy, right? This is him right here. This is current boyfriend right here. Yeah. Give me an example right now of a casual dream you have right now. It's something you've dreamed of that you have any memory of.
I don't dream, I smoke weed.
The boyfriend scratches his head. Matt nods, tight-lipped. He tilts his head and shrugs his hands.
Did you bring enough for the rest of the class? Yeah, if he's cheating on you with anybody, it's Mary Jane. That's for everybody. You know what I mean? Oh, I love that. I have to do the exact same thing. Is that why I don't dream? Is there a correlation in that? Oh fuck! I'm not gonna stop. I'm not gonna. How often do you have this dream?
Not a lot. Maybe once every week or two.
Matt gestures to the boyfriend.
Hey man, let's get the fuck out of here, dog. Let's start you a new life immediately. Do not torture this man like this.
I don't always bring it up.
That's not the crazy part. The crazy part is that you have it in the first place. I promise I will not pry. Has there been any kind of incident of mistrust between the two of you at any point?
Not him and I, but I've had some crazy shit with men.
So let's not project onto your new relationship.
The boyfriend cups his hands to his mouth and pumps his fists.
Man. She's the witch in his dreams. Oh, that you poor guy. He seems nice as hell. He smokes weed. He don't have the energy to cheat. Are you kidding? Weed makes you a lot of things. Hungry, happy, sleepy. It'll make you cheat.
Matt, I've been catfished by like someone I met in person.
Hold on. How do you do that?
So I met him and he was cute. We kind of started talking, going a couple dates.
You realize you're making him hear this right now, right?
You asked.
No, I didn't, actually. Rewind the tape right now. She said.
Listen, Matt, I've been catfished.
Dog, I know exactly what you're going through.
The couple laughs.
Oh, dude. Oh, okay. Okay, so you went on a date with a guy. He was cute. How did he catfish you if you met him already?
Okay, so we go on a couple dates, and he's, like, really talking all this really wonderful thing. He owns this IT company. He's a millionaire. He's ballin'. And so we're going well. We keep talking. And then all of a sudden, you know, I stop hearing from him as much. And so I do some research.
Oh, and right there? Shouldn't have done that. Let's see where it leads.
So, I end up finding his ex-girlfriend, and he...
Did you message his ex-girlfriend?
So there's a...
No. There's nothing. It's a yes or no question.
No, she found...
Witch!
Her boyfriend claps.
Burn her! You can't take that on it. I'm sorry you've had negative experiences in the past, but if he hasn't done anything to make you worry, you can't take that out on him. And now, if you were having dreams about, like, past experiences about other people cheating on you, I get that. That's a suppressed trauma that maybe didn't get worked out between you and that person. But give this motherfucker a chance, please. All right?
The guy kisses his girlfriend's shoulder.
Oh, boy. I want to ask about one more type of dream, only because I've never experienced it. People swear it's a real thing. I don't have any proof of it. Is a wet dream a real thing?
Yes.
No, but here's the thing. I don't mean like a sexy dream. Everyone's had hot dreams that you wake up and you're like, oh, that was hot. Let me go back and try to finish it. But you never go back to the same dream. So then you're just hard in like Vietnam or something. In the next dream, you're like, I swear to God, I was in a different place a couple of minutes ago. So I don't mean, like, just, like, a hot dream. Has anyone ever had, like,
I got a good one.
Right in the back right there?
One time. One time only.
Okay, when was this experience?
Basic training.
Matt draws back with a bewildered look, and the guy spreads his arms.
Okay, walk me through this, please.
So every time before or since you have a sex dream, it's very frustrating. It never happens.
Oh, so you've been chasing the same nut in your sleep the entire time. You're like that squirrel from Ice Age. You just keep chasing the same one in your dreams.
Trying to get it.
So that first one was that good. Okay, so basic training, I imagine you 18, 19, 20, something like that?
Yeah.
Did you come out of it, or was it in the dream?
No, it came out of it.
It came out of it. Hey, look, man, shooters are gonna shoot. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, shoot your shot when you can. So when you woke up, there was just a spot.
Yeah.
I would not like that. You just wake up and there's just cum on your bed. Because I have a roommate, so my first instinct would be, this better be mine. Now, how do you deal with that in basic training? Because I imagine there's bunks, right? And everybody's bunk has to be pristine and clean. You said what?
I was on the top bunk.
You were on top bunk? Oh, God. Damn it, dude. Oh. And your bottom bunk may just woke up with Halloween decorations on the sides. Just webbed up. Okay. So now, all right. So we know guys have them. which I feel really like I missed out. Does anybody have a female's perspective on a wet dream? You have one?
That's why I'm single.
We'll see. We'll see if that's why. Okay, walk me through this wet dream scenario. What happened?
The family thing. Daddy, daughter, real thing.
Hold on. Don't just assume like we know the thing. What is daddy, daughter thing?
They all knew just now.
They what?
They all knew.
Who knew?
Everybody.
No. No, they gave the same reaction I did, I promise. What is the daddy-daughter thing? Is it a physical relationship with
no,
your...
No, I've never met my dad.
Oh, a daddy issue thing.
Yeah.
That's not how you say that.
The woman throws her hands up.
Are you kidding me? That's not how you say that. We all thought you were fucking your dad. Every single person in here. Oh, my God. Okay, daddy issue. Got it. How does that equate to a wet dream?
You wake up and you can't go back to sleep.
Oh, because you're so flustered. You wake up hot and heavy.
You wake up
can't
hot
go back
and
to
heavy,
sleep without taking care of it.
And then the porn you look up is...
Matt leans forward with a probing stare.
The porn you look up is father-daughter. Man, we went so far off the tracks. How does all of this equate to why you're single for a week? What happened?
She stands.
Don't look around like he's in here. Who are you looking for? Hey, Joaquin Phoenix from Joker. Sit down.
She sits.
You know what? Here's the thing about this moment right now. Next time you guys see some haters in my comments going, all he does is crowd work, it's so easy. Is it? Is it the easiest thing I could ever do? Is it just hand it to me? No. Damn it, baby. Oh, my goodness. Okay. Yes, ma'am. You've been raising your hand throughout her whole story. I'm so sorry I didn't call on you first. I am so sorry. Yes, ma'am.
So it's like, as far as like those type of dreams go, like sometimes to get myself to sleep, I may think of other things. But I was just on a cruise for my birthday, and my friend was she really got upset because she said I moaned in my sleep.
Matt makes a face.
I know. I was so disgusted. I was like, I'm so sorry. And she was like, you did it in the hotel. You did it. I was like, why you were touching yourself? And I was like, I was asleep.
Now was it like a sexual moment? Was it like,
was it
sleep apnea? Like, you know how a stepdad snores? You know what I mean? Now, do you have any recollection about what this dream was about? Like who the co-star may have been? who usually crosses your mind?
It was my ex.
Your ex? Ooh, that's tough. So the dick was good.
Grinning, she nods.
That's tough. Do you think he knows you still think about it?
She nods again.
What's that?
He dropped me off at the airport.
You off at the airport? Okay. Let me ask you this. You don't have to go into too many specifics if it's that bad, but what did he do that was so bad that it overrid good dick?
No, he's like in the process of like getting divorced.
Huh? Wait.
He's
in the process of getting
separated.
A divorce?
They're separated.
They were already separated?
Yeah, they're separated.
By how many inches were they separated?
The woman laughs.
How long ago was this relationship?
7 inches.
White or black?
Black.
Black? Yeah, it's not 7 inches. It's not 7 inches.
Matt blinks, pouting.
I don't drop off nobody at the airport. I got Uber pool dick at best. Man. We're gonna have some fun, but you gotta make some stops. You know what I mean? You're gonna have to converse with a stranger. Okay. Oh, that's fucking. Oh, that's tough. Now, when you would have these wet dreams, were they ever? Because you mentioned that your friend would say you were moaning. Were they ever to the point of completion?
I don't. I don't know. I didn't want to get that deep into it.
Didn't want to get that deep into it. Sounds like he was as deep as humanly possible. This motherfucker was almost in your subconscious. See, that's interesting. This just really put it into perspective. This is like always an ongoing kind of debate about like, women always feel like they're more sexual than men, and you're not. You're not. You've never jacked off going 85 on the freeway because a good song came on. You know what I mean? Every dude in here is trying to beat Freebird in traffic. Like we're fucking gross, man. I don't think there needs to be any kind of competition. I think clearly both parties have wet dreams. So I think we're closer than you think. I think guys are creepier about how sexual we are. But I think women are freakier about how sexual they are. You ladies are fucking gross, dude. You guys do too much, man. You guys do some nasty shit. You realize we don't even ask you to sometimes? Fellas, your girl ever do some nasty shit in the bedroom and you're like, ew.
He shrinks back.
Put it back. Like, we never want to discourage you, so we're always like, yeah, I love that shit. But sometimes we're like, what the fuck? You guys be doing too much, dude. I'll think I'm good in bed until I hear about what other people are doing. I'm like, I don't want any part of that shit at all, man. Ladies, I'm gonna say this one time. One time only. You leave our buttholes alone. If we want it, we'll fucking ask for it, okay? I don't know what this invasive TikTok trend y'all are on right now. Shut it down, all right? You don't even sell it well. And if I find out this is one of your techniques, I'm gonna lose my fucking mind.
He points to the blonde woman.
It always gets brought up in that situation. Girls are like, well, let me just put a finger in while I'm giving you head. It'll feel so good. It already feels the best, okay? I don't need to blow a hole through the fucking drywall to prove I had a good time, dude. And it's always a chick with acrylic nails for some reason. Are you fucking crazy? Are you out of your mind? You keep your bugle claws out of me, you witch. You guys know what bugles are? I didn't think that reference was gonna land at all. You guys are white trash, man. That is a gas station chip, dude. Do not put that in your body. Oh my gosh, Charlotte, man. I want to thank you guys for being respectful, hearing other people's stories, and for everybody who talked to me tonight. I want to say thank you for opening up about such personal details of your life that outside of this environment would be absolutely insane to ever talk about ever. So thank you, but I wanted to do this show about dreams because every single person in this room made my dream come true. And if there's anything I could ever do to encourage you guys to pursue your dreams, I hope every single one of them comes true, man. This was Netflix's first crowd work special. I didn't want to do it anywhere else. And Charlotte, you made my dreams come true. I can't wait to see what's next.
Text appears over still images of Matt and various participants. Matt went backstage and took out his teeth and obviously fake jawline. She had her tonsils removed and took over the family business. She went back to running an ice cream truck. They had no idea they were exactly what this special needs. He went into labor with their third child in the parking lot after this show. She flew into the Bermuda Triangle and was never seen again. He went on to become a successful pole dancer as Brandy Jameson. She finally turned to confront her fears and faced the witch, and got her ass whooped. She cheated on him in his dream, then broke up with him for sounding crazy. He put his platoon in a sticky situation. She went on to become Joaquin Phoenix. She no longer moans in her sleep, just farts. Audio description by Deluxe, written by Matthew Christofferson, voiced by William Michael Redman. Credits appear. Copyright 2024, Netflix. This motion picture is protected under the laws of the United States and other countries. Any unauthorized use may result in civil liability and criminal prosecution. Logos appear. Avesta Entertainment. Irony Point.
A red letter N unfolds into a spectrum of colors.